This is the shir in Lekutei Sichos, Chelek Yud Beis, Parshas Tazria, Sicha Aleph. This is the shir Be'iyun. My name is Shalom Kesselman, and let's get into it. The Sicha begins with the Mishnah in Maseches Negoim. The Mishnah says, Im Baheres Kodme L'Seyar Lovan Tomei, Im Seyar Lovan Kodme L'Baheres Tohoir, V'im Sofek Tomei. Tanakama says Tomei, Rabbi Yeshua Keho, and Rabbi Yeshua says Tohoi. Now, what's the time of Rabbi Yeshua? Why does he say Tohoi? So the Sicha brings from a Gemara in Nozir Samachayim at Beis, Omar Kro Letaroi Oy Letamoi, Hoyu Leposach Bayakosu Betaro Tchilo, since the Pasuk says Tohoi first, so from here we see that in the case of a Sofek, in our case of Sofek at least, the din is, the person is tahir. Then the Sicha brings the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Vav Amar Aleph. Kamif Legi Mesifta Derakia. Im Baheres Kodemes L'Seyar Lovan Tomei. Im Seyar Lovan Kodem L'Baheres Tohir. Sofek. So our case, the same case about which Tanakam and Rabbi Yeshua argued in Maseches Negoim, is also Machlokes in Mesifta Derakia, between Kutcha Brichu and Mesifta Derakia. Safek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Tohir. So in the case of Safek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like Rabbi Yeshua, he says Tohir. The Kulu Mesifta Derakia, Omri Tomei, and Mesifta Derakia, they say like the Tanakama, and they say Tomei. V'Omri Man Noichach, so they said, who's going to be Machriya? Noichach Rabbi Bar Nachmeini, Rabbi Bar Nachmeini. He will be Machriya, Dama Rabba Banachmeini, Ani Yochid Benagoyim, Ani Yochid Be'ohalois. And they sent a Shliach to Rabba Banachmeini, and he said, Tohoir, Tohoir. So that's how Rabba Banachmeini paskind, like Kutcha Brichu, like Rabbi Yeshua. Now, before we get into the Sikh itself, I think it's Kedai to first be Makdim, Kame Protim, in this Machlokes Alpi Nigla. A lot of these Nekudas come up in the Ha'aris, so it's going to be helpful to those of you who are learning the Ha'aris. This Hakadama that we're giving now might be helpful. And even if not, it certainly adds some background and some additional oimek to the Sugya. So, the first point I want to discuss is that all the Rishonim ask two kashas on this whole thing. And they ask, kasha number one, we know that there is a klal that in a case of a sofek, we go basar chazaka. It seems to be unanimous. Everybody agrees, in a case of a sofek, if there's a chazaka to fall back to, then we should follow the chazaka. In our case, there seems to be a chazaka that makes the person tohir, a cheskes tara. And what is that? That before any problem started, the person was tohir. Person's guf was sholem. Person had nothing. So the person's previous confirmed status is tohir. So we can call this a cheskes aguf. We can call this a chazaka de meikara. I think from now on we're going to call it a chazaka de meikara. And now that we have a sofek and we don't know, the halacha seems to be that we should fall back to the chazaka and say, since we don't know if he's tamei, we know for sure before that he was tohir, we should fall back to what we know for sure, and we should say the person retains their cheskes tara, and they're not tamei. And oy bazoy, two kashas. Kasha number one, what's the reason of the Tanakama who says tamei? And kasha number two, why does Rabbi Yeshua need the pasuk letaharoi oy letamoi to make the person tohir? Why can't Rabbi Yeshua be metahir simply based on the chazaka de meikar? These are the two kashas. So there is, at least we're going to mention here, three different mahalach. First mahalach is from Tosfos in Ksubis Daf Ayin Hei, where this gemara is also brought. And there Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Natam says, as the ganze machlokes do, this whole Mishnah in the Goyim, this machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and the Tanakama in the case of a Sofek, is not a regular case. Says Rabbeinu Tam, they're only arguing Mishaniska Klatuma. Meaning, they're only arguing about a person who was already Tomei Bevadai because of a different Negatzoras. And at the end of that Negatzoras, now the person sees this new situation. And this new situation is a suffix. Did the Beheres come first, or did the Seyer Lovan come first? So this is the case in which they argue. So Rabbi Yeshua says Tomei. Why Tomei? Because here Taka, there's no Cheskas Taro. Because here the person's previous confirmed status was Taketomei, because of a previous Negatzaras. So Rabbi Yeshua, so the Tanakhama says, since the person we know for sure is Tomei from before, because of a previous Saras, now he has this new situation, which is a suffix, which, and we don't know if this new one is Tomei or Tahir. So Vos Bleib, the person remains Tomei, and the person is Tomei. Because here the Chazaka, if anything, the Chazaka says Tomei. That's the previous status. And Rabbi Yeshua says Tohar. And why does Rabbi Yeshua say Tohar? Not because of a Cheskas Tara. Here there is no Cheskas Tara. Rabbi Yeshua says Tohar because of the Gzeiras HaKosov of the Taroi Oyla Tamay. This is Rabbeinu Tam. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, if Taka, it's a regular case of a person who just wakes up and sees a Baheres with a Seir Lovan, and he has a suffix, what came first? If it's a regular case, then everybody agrees the person is Tohar because of the Chazaka de Meikar. This is the Shita of Rabbi Natan. The second Mahalach is the Taisvis in Meseches Nida Daf Yotes. There Taisvis asks the same two kashas that we asked, and Taisvis answers differently. There Taisvis says, the reason why there's no Chazak de Meikoro is because when in which case of a suffix do we fall back on a Chazaka? Only in a case of a suffix shokel, where the two sides of the suffix are equal. 50% chance this way, 50% chance that way. Could go both ways. So now fall back to a Chazaka. But in our case, says Tosfos, the suffix is not equal. In our case, it's much more likely that the Baharis came first. Why? Because why else does the person have Seir Lovan? Usually the person's hair is dark. Vasepes mitamol is the Seir Lovan. The most probable explanation is that the Baharis came first, and as a result of the Baharis, the hair turned white. So it's not a Suffolk shakel. It's much more likely that the Baharis came first. And therefore, we don't go Bosa Chazaka. We cannot fall back to the Cheskas Taro, to the Chazaka de Meikoro. And therefore, the Tanakhama says the person is Tomei. And even Rabbi Yeshua, who says Tohar, it's not because of the Chazaka de Meikoro. It's because of the Pasuk, Lataroi, Oi, Latamoi. We have Xer Sakosov to say that the person is Tohar. This is the explanation of Tosfos in Maseches Nida. The third Mahalach is the Pirush HaRash in Mishnayos on Maseches Nagoyim. And he doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalach of Mishaniska Klatuma, he says, because in a contra Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Mishnah is only speaking in a very unique case. The Mishnah doesn't apply in most cases. But the Pashto Stimas Lashana Mishnah is that it's talking about all cases. So he doesn't like that explanation. He also doesn't like the Pirush of Tosfos in Nida, because he says that then the Mishnah would only apply to a person who has black hair. Because only then could you say that it's more likely that the Baharis came first, because why else did the hair turn white? But what if you're talking about a person who's older, who has white hair naturally? Or he says, what if it's a person who's a Germani, a German, who has, again, naturally white hair? By such a person, when he has a Baharis with a Seir Lovan, you cannot say the Svara of Tosfos that the Baharis probably came first. Because why else did the hair turn white? What do you mean? This person anyways has white hair. So in that case, the Mishnah wouldn't apply. And that's also a Daicha. So therefore, he doesn't like that Mahalach either. So according to the Pirush HaRash, she has a new Hesber. He says, what's the Machlokes series also in a unique case? And the unique case is that we're talking about a person who first saw a Baheres, but the Baheres was the size of a Chatzi Gris. So the person is not yet Tomei, because to be Tomei, the Baheres needs to be Kigris. This is only a Chatzi Gris, so the person is still Tomei. Then later the person notices the other chatzi gris, another half, with the seyer lovan. And we don't know what came first. Did the second half of the beharis come first, in which case the person is tamei, or did the seyer lovan come and then the second half of the beharis, in which case the person is tamei? But in this case, since we saw for sure that the first half of the beharis came without seyer lovan, so it's more, again, it's more probable that the second half of the beharis also came before the seyer lovan. Just like the first half came before the seyer lovan, that we know for sure. So we could assume that the second half of the beharis also came before the seyer lovan. And therefore, in this case too, it's much more likely that the person is tamei, that the beharis came first. We cannot go basa chazaka de meikara, because again, it's not a suffix shakel. So the Tanakhama says tamei, and Rabbi Yeshua, who says tohir, again, it's because of the reason of the Gzeres HaKosov, the Taroi, or the Tamoi. And what came out according to the Pirush HaRash, that again, in a normal case of a person who just wakes up and sees a full Beheres with a Seyer Lovan, and they don't know what came first, that the person would be Tohor because of Chazok. So just to be Mesakim, according to Rabbeinu Tam and according to Pirush HaRash, our Mishnah is not dealing with a normal situation. In a normal situation of a person who has a full Baharis with two Seyer Lovans, two white hairs, and the person was previously Tahar, and now they just have a suffix what came first, Sai according to Rabbi Natam and Sai according to Pirush HaRash, the person, according to all opinions, will be Tahar because he has a Chazaka Demeikar. This is not what our Mishnah is about. This is not what we're arguing about. Our Mishnah is only dealing with a unique situation. According to Rabbi Natam, Misha Niskak Latuma, and according to Pirush HaRash, another unique case where the Baharis appeared in stages. First, one Chatzigris for sure, and then a second Chatzigris about which we have a suffix if the second half came before or after the Seyer Lovan. And that's the case when they're arguing about. Whereas according to the Tosfos in Nida, our Mishnah is talking about basically all or most situations except for a Zokain, perhaps in a Germani, but it's a very normal case of a person who woke up, sees a Bahara, sees Seyer Lovan, he doesn't know what came first, and we don't go Basa Chazaka because it's not a Suffolk Shakul, it's more likely that the Baharas came first, because why else, how else did the hair turn white? Again, unless it's a Zokain or a Germani, but those two cases aside, Tanakama says Tomei because probably the Baharis came first, and Rabbi Yeshua says Tomei because of the Pasuk. Okay, now the second Nakuda, which is important to Shtel Zachon, is according to the Tanakama who says Tomei, what does he mean Tomei? Does he mean that the person is Tomei Bevadai, certainly Tomei? Or does he mean that the person is only Tomei Misafek? Since we don't know, so Misafek, the person is Tomei. So in Taisus Yomtif on that Mishnah, the Taisus Yomtif likes the most the Mahalach of Taisus in Nida, that it's more likely that the Baharis came first because how, why else did the hairs turn white? And based on that, he says, If that's what's going on over here, then according to the Tanakhama who says Tomei, it means that the person is Tomei midin Torah, and is Tomei v'Torah's Vada. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. That's how strong. It's the Svara that the Baharis came first. The likelihood of the Baharis coming first is so strong, and the chance of the Seyer Lovan coming first is so small, is so weak, that the Chachamim consider this Tomei b'Toiras Vadai, certainly Tomei, and not just Tomei Misafik. And he brings Kama v'Kama Rayas, which we're not going to get into right now, to prove that according to the Chachamim, according to the Tanakhama, it's Tomei b'Vadai. Now, the Rambam, in Hilchas Tumas Tzaras, Perek Beis, Halacha Test, the last Halacha, he brings our case, Sofek Seyer Lovan Kodam, Safek Abaheres Kodma, Hareza Tomei. And he says, V'yayro li shetumasi b'safek. So the Rambam is paskening like the Tanakhama, who says Tomei, but the Rambam says, V'yayro li shetumasi b'safek, that the Tumah here is only Tumah b'safek. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Hata, Mishum de Kevon, the Sophic, who Ezemim Kodam, Eaf Shaloimer, the Tommy Shomru, who Tommy Vada, and the Tommy Misophic Omer. Guess the Mishnah said, since it's a Sophic, what came first, it's impossible to say here that the Chachami meant Tommy Bevadai. So that's what the Rambam says, Vieiro Lisha Tomasi Besophic. So it comes out that we have a machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos, so the way Tosfos Yom Tov learns, at least. According to Tosfos, who has the Svara, that it's much more likely that the Baharis came first. So the Tosfos Yom Tov understands, according to that, that the Chachamim are saying, Tanakam is saying, the person is Tomei Bevadai, Tomei Midai Raisa. And then we have the Rambam, who says, no, according to the Tanakam, who he paskins like, Taka, the person is Tomei, but it's only Tumasi Besafik. Now, interestingly, in our Sikh in Ha'ara 16, the Rebbe kind of gets into this. And he says, the Tosfos Anshei Shem. The Tosfos Anshei Shem brings, I think, from Chazoy Nachum, who was a Talmud of the Chida. He wants to learn Pshat in the Rambam, V'yayro li shetumosei besofek punkt faket. The Rambam is trying to say that this tuma, although it's coming from a sofek, should be considered a tuma vadois. That's Pshat in the Rambam. V'yayro li shetumosei besofek. That the Chachamim, or that the Torah made it a tuma vadois, even though it's a sofek. But that's what the Rebbe is negating. It's not how the Tzemach Tzedek learns the Rambam. It's not how the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam. It's not how the Tosfos Yom Tov learns the Rambam, because the Tosfos Yom Tov also brings the Rambam. And clearly the pshat in the Rambam is Tumasi b'safik, that the person is only Tomei misafik. Now, we just said that the Rambam paskins like the Tanakhama, that the person is Tomei. So, the Kesef Mishnah says, why is the Rambam paskening like the Tanakhama? Because this is the klal that Machlokes Tanakhama and Rabbi Yeshua, we pasken like the Tanakhama. And even though we know that Kutcha Brichu said Tohoir, so the Chayra, how can you go against Kutcha Brichu? Says the Kesef Mishnah, no problem, Loi Bashamayim hi. That's that. And then he asks, even though Rabbi Bar Nachmeni also said Tohoir, so maybe we should pass on like Rabbi. He says also not. Why? Because Rabbi said Tohoir b'shas itzias and neshama. And therefore, it's also begeder loy b'shamayim hi. Since it was said b'shas itzias and neshama, it's also considered b'shamayim, and we don't look at that. So therefore, what's left is that we pass in like the Tanakhama, and the Rambam paskins Tomei. It's important to note that in the Pirush HaRash that we mentioned before, he says that the Halacha is taka like Rabbi Yeshua, because of the fact that Kutcha Brichu supported Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbah also, and so he paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Safek is Tohoi. Okay, so this is what I wanted to cover, Bekitzer, some of the Nigla, and now let's turn to the Chassidus of this Sugya. Okay, so now for the Biur in this Sugya al-Pi Chassidus. We're going to look first in the Maimer in Lukot HaTorah, Komiflegi b'Masifta D'Rakia, and the same Teichin is also in Derech Mitzvasecha, from the Tzemach Tzedek. And the Alter Rebbe explains as follows, that he says, in general, what's the idea of a Neged Tzoras? A Neged Tzoras means that Klipa is being yoinek from Kedusha more than it's supposed to. How does that happen? How does it happen that Klipa could be yoinek from Kedusha more than it's supposed to? It can happen because of a histalkus of Moichin da Abba. When there's a lack of Oir HaChachma, Meir in the Sfiris, that will cause Klipa to be Yoinek more. Why? Because we know that Oir Ein Sof is Shaira in Chachma. And the Oir Ein Sof brings about Bittul. And where there's Bittul, Klipa cannot be Yoinek. But when there's a stalkus of Oir HaChachma, means there's a stalkus of Oir Ein Sof, means there's a lack of Bittul, there's less Bittul in the spheres, and as a result of that, Klipa is Yoinek more than it's supposed to. This is the idea of a Baheres Kodma L'Seyer Lova. What's a Baheres? A Baheres means that there's something on the skin which is white, means there's no dam. The dam is supposed to be flowing, but a baheres means the dam is not flowing, and the skin turns white. And then from that comes the Seyar Lovan. Lamaila, what does this mean? There's a lack of chachma. There's a lack of oira chachma. And from that comes the Cyrus, which is klipa being yoinek. And that's a negatzaras. However, if the Cyrus came first, before the baheres, what does it mean? It means that klipa is being yoinek from healthy skin, where there is dam, where everything is flowing perfectly, meaning klipa is being yoinek from the spheres in Atzilus, where there's a regular flow of Oir HaChachma, there's a regular gili of Oir Ein Sof, and everything is bebitul, in which case klipa will not be yoinek any more than it's supposed to, and that's not a tzaras, the person is tahor. Now, what about if it's a suffix? So this is what Masifta Derakia and Kutcha Brichu are arguing about. We don't know what came first, and we don't know now if there's going to be a yenika to klipa or not. So, Mesifta Derakia says, in a case of safek, the din Torah is kol sveika deiraisa lachumra. This is what the Alter Rebbe says. Mitzad sveika deiraisa lachumra, we have to consider this tzaras. We have to consider this tame. However, Kutcha Brichu says Tahir. Why? Because it's only Tomei if we know for sure the Baheres came first. But if it's a Safek and we don't know, then the Din is Tahir. What's the reason of Kutcha Brichu? He explains that when it comes to Tzaras, it's not like any other Tumah. Any other Tumah, either you're Tomei or you're not. But by Tzaras, it's yediya talya milsa. It's not just about having it or not having it. Yediya plays an important role. And we see this, that even by a person who has a vadei negat saras, person is only tomei when a kohen pronounces them tomei. Before that, they're not tomei. So we see that by saras, things work a little bit different. And therefore, back to our case, it's a goli v'yodua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter knows, for whatever reason, that only when there's a yediyah brura that the baheres came first, only when there's a yediyah brura that it's a case of tuma, is there tuma. But in a case where it's a safek, there's not going to be any tuma, and the lamailo, that means either klipa will not be yoinek, or even if klipa is yoinek, nothing bad will come out of that. He also compares it to the case of a safek mamzer, that a safek mamzer is kosher midiraisa, so too over here, the Eibishter knows, for whatever reason, that a safek tzaras is tohir. Now, as he explained earlier in the Maimer, Kutcha Brichu is the darg of Seiviv Kol Almin, and Mesifta Derakia is Memali Kol Almin. So he says that Mesifta Derakia, they heard the Eibishter say tohir. What does that mean? That although Seiv Kolalmin is an Oir Makif, and they don't understand it in Masifta Derakia, but a Ha'ora of that Oir HaMakif is Meir to them. Enough for them to hear that Kutcha Brichu says Tahir. But since they're not Masig, the Oir HaMakif, in a real way, so therefore the reason of the Eibishter, they don't know. So they couldn't understand why. They knew Kutcha Brichu was saying Tahir, that Ha'orah of the Oir HaMakif came to them, but why, they didn't know. Until Rabbah came along And Rabbah explained, based on a pasuk, based on a drasha, al pitayra, that latari or latamai, that in this case it's tahir. And why was Rabbah Bar Nachmeni able to do this? Because Rabbah Bar Nachmeni, as he said, Rabbah Bar Nachmeni was Yachid ben Agoyim, meaning his Shoresh HaNeshama also came from this Oir HaMakif, and therefore he was able to be Machriya. Okay, now we come to our Sicha. So in our Sicha, the Rebbe is also explaining this Machloikis between Kutra Brichu and Mesifta Deraki Al Pichsidis, but the Rebbe is giving a Mechudesh Tekebiur, which is not found in Lekut HaTorah or in Derech Mitzvasecha. I think it's the Rebbe's own biur, and it's in the Sicha. In the Sicha, it's quite bekitzur. Some parts of it are really not explained, so we'll try to explain it as best as we can. So, like he says in the Lekut HaTorah, Kutra Brichu is the darga of Seiviv Kolalmin, and Mesifta Derakia is the darga of Mamali Kolalmin. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about a situation where there is Yeshus, because Tuma is associated with Yeshus. Bittul, Tvila, Bittul, Tara, Tara is the union of Bittul, Oisis Tvila, and Yeshus is the union of Tuma. And they're arguing about a situation of Yeshus, about which there's a suffek im yeshboi kedei latamoi. Person, let's say, a person has some Yeshus, but it's not too bad. And we don't know if this Yeshus is severe enough that it's metame the person, or if it's not a big deal. How do we look at this Yeshus? How do we view this situation? Should we say Nishkefelech? Should we say Tohar? Or should we say Tame? So Mesifta Derakia is going to react based on their Madrega. They are, as we said, the Darga of Mamali Kolalmi. The Bittul HaOilemes Mitzad Mamali Kolalmin is Bittul HaYesh. What does this mean, Bittul HaYesh? That Mitzad Echa, the Oilemes HaBotul. Why the Oilem is bottle? Because their whole Mitzias comes from the Eibishter. The Eibishter is Mahave, Mechaye, Bechor Rega Verega. Mamali Kolalmin, this is the Chayes of the world. This is their Koyach. So the world has no independent Mitzias. It's not a self-standing Mitzias. The whole Ki and Mechayes Oilem is from the Oireli Ki. So on Mitzad that, the Oilem is our bottle. That's the Bittul. But however, it's only Bittul HaYesh. Why is it only Bittul HaYesh? Because the Metzias HaOilam is still a Chosh V'Zach Legabe Mamali Kolalmin. Fakir, the whole Inyan of Mamali Kolalmin is to be Mechai the Oilamis, which means the Inyan of Oilamis is important. The Inyan of Oilamis is Teifes Mokim Legabe Mamali Kolalmin. True, it only exists because of Mamali Kolalmin. It gets its entire existence from the Oir Liki. And in that regard, it's totally bottle. But mitzad sheni, what it is a metzias chashuva. It's teifas mokim. Mamali Kolalmin is creating it. Mamali Kolalmin is giving it chayis. It means it's something important. It's something worthwhile. So this is bittul hayesh. What is bittul b'metzias? This is legabe seiviv kolalmin. Legabe seiviv kolalmin, we say, kula kamei kolachshiv. The Welt has no tfisas mokim. The Welt has no chshivus, has no erech. It's not important, it's insignificant. It's like nothing. It's kelach shiv. This is bittul b'mitzias. There's nothing important. Complete insignificance. This is the bittul ha'olamis legabe seiviv kolam. Bittul b'mitzias. So, therefore, in our situation, Mamali kolalmin, so to speak, has to be much more afraid of any hint of yeshus. Since mitzad mamali kol almin, the inyan of oilemis is a dover choshev. The inyan of oilemis is significant. The oilemis have significance. Norva, then it's bottle because the Eibishter is the one who's creating it and giving it chayes, and without the Eibishter there's nothing. But since the inyan of Olam is important, is significant, so it's very easy for this to get out of hand. A little bit of yeshas shaloi b'mkaymai can be very destructive. So therefore, Mamali Kol Almin has to be very wary. And when we see some yeshas, even if there's only a suffek im yesh boi kedei l'tamai, mitzad mesifta d'rakia, this is tamai. We cannot tolerate any hint of possible yeshas because we're walking a very fine line. One wrong step to the left, we're going to have too much yeshas, too much metzias, and therefore we cannot take any chances, we cannot take any risks, it's tamai. Masha'ein ken kutcha brichu says toher. Why? Since mitzad kutcha brichu soiviv kol almin, it's kula kamei kolach shiv, the oilemas have no significance whatsoever, they're like nothing. So b'meile, what are you afraid of? There's a little bit of yeshes. We're not afraid. The chance of yeshes getting out of hand is almost impossible. As long as Saiviv Kol Almin is here, kula kamei kolach shiv. So even when we have a situation where there's a little bit of yeshes, as long as it's only a safek im yesh bei kedei l'tamai, we're not afraid. Zol zayin. We're not threatened by some yeshes if it's not yet out of hand, because the bittel is so strong, the bittel olimus is so strong, the kula kamei kolach shiv is so strong, is so powerful, that we can tolerate slight yeshes without worrying about it getting out of control. So for this reason, kutcha brichu says, tahir, not a problem. Now, the end of the sikha explains a meira dekenakud, and that is that as long as only kutcha brichu was arguing with mesifta derakia, mesifta derakia was not, their mind wasn't changed. They heard the Eibishter saying tahir, yet they still said tamei. And only Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, he was able to change the Mesifta Derakia. Why? What's the difference between the way Kutcha Brichu said Tahir and the way Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said Tahir? So the end of the Sikha explains like this, that even though we just said that Mitzad Soiviv Kol Almin, the Bittel Oilem is Bittel B'Mitzias, in a oifen of Kula Kamei Kolach Shiv, nevertheless, this is not the tachlis habitul. This is not the ultimate bitul. In the lashon of the sicha, even mitzad soiviv kol almin, bitul b'metzias, there is a metzias. Narvaden, the metzias is bottle b'metzias. Soiviv kol almin, it's taka soiviv kol almin, but it still has a shaychus to olamus. There is still a shtikl metzias, even in the bittel mitzad seiver. Masha enkein, when we speak about the bittel legabe, the etzim of the Eibishter, bittel oilemes legabe yatzmusa yizbarich, there's no metzias at all. There it's hu levadei hu ve'ein zulasei. The Gabi Atzmus, there isn't a Metzias, which is bottle. There simply is nothing, only the Eibishter himself. And this is the difference, he says, between Echad and Yachid. Echad shows how there is a Metzias, but the Metzias is completely bottle betachlis to the Eibishter. And that's the Darg of Soiviv Kol Almin. Masha'enke, in the Gabi Atzmus, we don't even say Echad, we say Yachid. Hu levadi hu vein ve'efez ulasei. There's simply nothing else. There isn't even a metzias to be bottled. There's simply nothing besides the Eibishter himself. Now, just to explain this a little bit better, Legabi Soiviv, we're saying that the bittel is kula kamei kolach shiv. What does that mean? That means that when you compare the inyan of Olamus to Sovev Kol Almin, when you make a comparison, Sovev Kol Almin is so much bigger and better that Legabe it, the Inyan Olamis is Kolochshiv, has no significance. Meaning, it's not the Pshat that the Olamis have no significance Be'etzim Uhusa. That Mitzad Etzim Mitzayusam, there's nothing to Olamis. No. The Pshat is, when you compare the Inyan of Olamis, and you compare that to the godless of Seviv Kol Almin, this compared to that, the Olamis is Kolach Shiv. But the Olamis Mitzad Atzmon still have an Inyan, still have Chshivus, still have something. In other words, Seviv is not negating the Metzias HaOlamis completely. It's only saying, the Gabi Mi Seviv, you're nothing. But not that you're nothing but Etzem. So, Lamoshel, if you have a Chacham Godel B'Yosef, Mamash Gvaldike Chacham, and you put next to him a Chacham Koten B'Yosef, so the Chacham Koten B'Yosef, Legabi, the Chacham Godel B'Yosef is Kolach Shiv. Whatever he's going to say is like nothing. Because the Chacham Godel B'Yosef can say so much bigger and greater Chachmas that what the Chacham Koten is going to say is worthless, is insignificant. So again, it's not the Pshat that the Chacham Koten Be'etzem is nothing. When you take him away from the Chacham Godel, he is a something. But Legabe, the Chacham Godel, he's Kolach Shiv. So that's the Pshat, the Bitl Olamis Legabe Seviv Kol Almin. Not that the Olamis are Be'emes garnished. The Olamis have Epes and Inyan. The Olamis have Epes Achshivus. Have a Tvisus Makim. But Legabe Seviv Kol Almin, when Seviv Kol Almin is mayor, when Seviv Kol Almin is present, it's so much bigger and greater and stronger that Legabe it, the Olamis is Kolach Shiv. This is Mamash Dinyan of Ziv HaShemesh B'Seich HaShemesh. The Olamis is like the Ziv HaShemesh, and Seviv Kol Almin is the Shemesh. So when the Ziv HaShemesh is B'Seich HaShemesh, the Ziv HaShemesh is Batal B'Tachlis. But when the Ziv HaShemesh is Michutz L'Shemesh, then Befeirish, there is a Mitzias of a Ziv. So what's the Ziv HaShemesh B'Seich HaShemesh is not Be'etzem Ein Ve'Efes, it's Ein Ve'Efes on account of the fact that it's B'Seich HaShemesh. So this is the Bittel of Seviv. Not that the Olamis are Be'etzem nothing, within Seviv Kol Almin, and compared to Seviv Kol Almin, the Olamis are nothing. There, the Olamis are taki garnished. It's not just that Atzmus is so much bigger that Legabe it, the Olamis are nothing. No. Mitzad Atzmus, hu levadi hu ve'efes elosei. Mitzad Atzmus, all that is him. Yachid. There's nothing else. There's mamish nothing else. So therefore, the Bitl Olamis isn't a Metzias Shebetela. There isn't a Metzias which is bottle. There's simply no Metzias. There's the Eibishter and nothing else. Nothing else exists. There's nothing to be Mevatel. There's only the Eibishter. So Al Pisa Vetzayn Verstandik, why Kutsh Abrichu was not successful to sway Mesifta Derakia, and Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was. This is the part of the Sicha which I think is the most difficult to understand, but maybe Al Pi Kol Hanal it will be a little bit easier. He says, Kutcha Brichu is Seviv Kol Almin. As we just said, Legabe Seviv Kol Almin, Be'etzem, the Metzias, the Olamis have a Metzias. Right? There is a Metzias. Nor vaden, Legabe Seviv, it's nothing. So B'meile, when Kutcha Brichu, so to speak, spoke to Mesifta Derakia, what's the Pshat? That there was a Gili of Seviv in Mesifta Derakia. Gil, the Mesifta Derakia, haben der Herd Seviv Kolam. So what happened? Obviously, they didn't der Herd Seviv Kolamin, but Eifen Pnimi. Because it's Seviv Kolamin. It's higher than their capacity. So they heard Kutcha Brichu, they heard Seviv Kolamin only in a way of Makif. So b'meile, what happened? They heard the Eibishter saying Tahir, but they remained b'mitziyusam. Their seichel remained. Their mitzias remained. Why? Because since, like we said, Seiviv Kol Almin doesn't say that Oilemis are nothing but Etzer. Seiviv Kol Almin doesn't say that there's no mitzias at all. Seiviv Kol Almin says, in my presence you're nothing. You are something in your own place. You are something in your own eyes. But in my presence, in the presence of Seiviv Kol Almin, you're nothing. But if therefore, if the Or HaSeiviv is not actually felt, if the Or HaSeiviv is not present, then what's left? What's left is that you're still a Metzius. If you're only not a Metzius because of my Gilui, then when my Gilui is lacking, you remain a Metzius. So b'meile, when Mesifta Derakia heard Seiviv, so to speak, but they only heard it b'eifen makif, so they were lacking the Gilui of Seiviv to be mevatel the Metzius. The Metzius is only bottle when Seiviv is begoloi. But if Seiviv is remaining b'eifen makif, if Seiviv is not being internalized, then the seichel of the Mesifta Derakia, the Metzius HaOlam, is not going to be Nisbatel. Because it's only Nisbatel in the Or HaSeiviv. If the Or HaSeiviv is lacking, their Metzius is not Nisbatel. So therefore, their Madrega remained. And therefore, they still said Tomei. Yes, there's a Makib, there's a Kuchabrichu saying Tor, but was hotas tzuns? We were not changed. We were not changed. And since we were not changed, we don't feel the Gili of Seiviv Kol Almin. Therefore, our Metzius is not bottle. Our Metzius remains as it is Mitzad Mamali Kol Almin. And therefore, we still say Tomei. So Kuchabrichu could not persuade Mesifta Derakia. Along came Rabba, and Rabba represented Ani Yochid ben Agoyim. He was Yochid ben Agoyim. He represents the Darg of Yochid, which is the Bittel Oilmus Legabi Atzmus. And Rabba showed this to Mesifta Derakia. He showed them not the Gili has not Seiviv Kol Almin, but the way it is Legabi Atzmus. And this persuaded them. Why? So this is a very fine point. Not because, and this is a mistake that a person can make in the Sikha, not because he was able to bring this to them b'pinimius. That's impossible. Madach, they weren't a keli for kuchabrichu, for Seiviv Kol Almin. That should be made to them b'eifen pinimi. So how much more so, the gili of atzmus, they were not kelim, they didn't have the capacity to derher that b'pinimius. It was also made to them b'eifen makif. But it doesn't matter. Since legabi atzmus, the oilem is are take nothing, they're not nothing legabe atzmus. They're nothing mitzad atzmam. There's nothing else. There's only the Eibishter. Now, that's the bittel oilemus isn't a bittel that compared to atzmus, you're nothing. No, the bittel is you're nothing. There isn't a mitzias which is a bottle, as we said before. There's simply no mitzias. So, since that's what atzmus says, so when Rabba showed them that, they were completely ois metzias. It doesn't matter that they didn't derher b'eifen pinimi the gilei ha'atzmus. It doesn't matter. The bittel here isn't dependent on feeling the oyer like it is by Seiviv Kol Almin. Atzmus zokt as du bist garnished. Or doesn't even... Atzmus zokt hu levadehu v'efezelase. So the moment Mesifta Derakia understood that, they were ois metzias. Their seichel was gone. Everything was gone. And mitzad that darge, the din is tahir. So the din was tahir. And he compares it to the fact So he compares it to what we find that Shosik Rav, that when Rav was asked the Kasha, Rav was quiet because he didn't have a way to explain it, but still he wasn't Chayzer. He kept to what he was saying. Meaning, even though in that case, Shosik Rav didn't even understand himself why it was the way it was, Rav still felt that this is the way it is. So Derech is over here. Rabba brought Mesifta Derekia to a point where they still didn't understand exactly why, because it wasn't Nimshech to them Ba'ifin Pnimi, but he brought them to a point where they felt the Bittel Mitzad Atzmus. And the Bittel Mitzad Atzmus says, Hu Levadei Hu Ve'efes Elasei, and they're Ois Metzias. So even though he uses the Lashon in the Sicha, that Himshich Bechina Zu Gam Ba'olam Es B'Seichel Shebohem, and then later he uses the Lashon, Shemash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tohoir, Harei Zerak Inyan Hatara Shemitzad Bechina Soir Shalom Ma'olam Ha'olam Es. Asheken Achro De Rabba Hishe Gam Mitzad Ha'olam Es Hu Tohoir. Again, I don't think it means that it's Mitzad Ha'olam Es, that it was Ba'ifin Pnimi. Again, Madoch Soiviv wasn't Nimshach Ba'ifin Pnimi, Kal V'chaymer, the Gilo Ha'atzmus wasn't Nimshach Ba'ifin Pnimi. But the point is, again, Mitzad Soiviv, the Bittel is only Legabi the Oyer. The Oyer is Mevatel the Mitzias. The Mitzias Mitzad Atzma is a Mitzias. The Oyer HaSoiviv is Mevatel the Mitzias. But if the Oyer is not here, then the Mitzias remains. Mashenkin mitzad atzmus, it doesn't require the giloy ha'atzmus to be mevatel the mitzias. Mitzad atzmus, the oilemus have no mitzias. Mitzad atzmus, the mitzias itself is nothing. So lefiza is fashtandik why Rabba was able to be machriya, meaning he was able to convince the Masifta Derakia also that the din is tahar.